So we shall be looking at the issue of, first of all, we look at holiness and love. Someone say holiness and love. Can we turn our Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 and verse 16? 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. Another spirit that distorts people from getting God's word is the spirit of sleeping while message is going on. How many of you know that the devil also attends church? Eh? If you know that, wave your hands. In case you don't know that, go to scriptures. In Job chapter 1, the Bible says, while the sons of God gathered, the devil also what? Came. And it was there God saw him and said, devil, you are here? Where have you been? The devil said, I have been moving to and fro. Was he invited to that meeting? But did he come? Did God drive him? But you will cast out devil too much. Eh? Sometimes the devil is there to test you whether you have faith, whether you can stand and listen to God's word. There will be blowing breeze to your ears and blowing breeze to your eyes, and you will now doze off in the house of God. May you not doze off. No breeze of the enemy will blow you. Only the breeze of the Holy Spirit. Somebody did not say amen. I thought media would give us that scripture so that we can read together. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 and verse 16. Let's read together once to go. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. Verse 16. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Now, what is the reason why you should be holy? Because God is holy. Now, in how many things should you be holy? In all things that you do, be holy. Verse 15, for he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all things that you do, in all your conducts that you do. The holiness of Jesus within you enables the spiritual quality of separation from the world. A man who has the holiness of Christ will help, that holiness will enable that man to be separate from the world. Anyone who is born again and claims to have Christ in them and yet is not separate from the world does not have the holiness of Christ. Amen. Amen. The way you are looking at me this morning, it seems you are not ready for me. Are you ready for the word of God? Can you say after me, the holiness of Christ in me enables me to have the spiritual quality of separation from the world. From now on, I receive the holiness of Jesus and be separated from the world. For John said, he that loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. How many of you love the world? Nobody will raise their hand. How many of you love the Father? If you love the Father, wave your hands to the Father. Okay. If you love the world, raise your hands to the world. They didn't come to church. But, you know, it is by your attitude and your behavior we know whether you love the world and the things of this world. No, John, that John scripture says, he that loves the world and the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So if you have the holiness of Jesus inside of you, you will be separate from the world. And what does it mean to be separate from the world? You will not behave like the world behaves. You will not involve yourself in the entanglements and the sinfulness of the world. In this world, there is sinfulness. There is, you know, iniquity. For the Bible says, iniquity abounds. But those who have the holiness of Jesus separate themselves from the world. No, we are looking at holiness and love. Christ's love in you facilitates the spiritual quality of grace. Now, holiness brings help you to be separate from the world. The love of Christ in you grants you grace to live in the world. Are you seeing the connection between holiness and love? Hello? Have you had the connection between holiness and love? When you have the holiness of Christ, you are separate from the world. But when you have the love of Christ, it gives you grace to live in the world. Because you are not living the world yet. Don't be like me. When I was very young, I used to say to myself, the day I give my life to Christ, I will kill myself. So that I will just go to heaven straight. Because if you give your life to Christ in this world, how many of you know what I'm talking about? So I used to say, the day I just confess Christ Jesus as my Lord and Savior, I will just take knife and kill myself so that I will just go to heaven straight. I didn't know that that is the worst ignorance that any man can ever have. Because if you kill yourself, you will not go to heaven. If you kill yourself, will you go to heaven? Why? You are a murderer. You have committed suicide. You have killed the body that God created to carry out His purpose. God's goal is your oneness with Him and His purpose. And God brings that to pass through holiness and love. Holiness and love complement each other. Holiness and love, they are strengths that every child of God needs, you know, to live. God's holiness is a wonderful and yet dreadful fact. God's holiness is wonderful. God's holiness is dreadful. You know, the first time I heard that song, "You are glorious, so glorious in your ways." Is that not so? Have you heard that song? There's a version that says, "You are terrible, so terrible in your ways." You know, it's two sides of the same coin. His holiness is wonderful. If you see the holiness of God as Isaiah saw in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1, it says, "In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord." I know a lot of us have used that scripture to pray, "Every king, Uzziah, that is not allowing me to see the Lord, die." No, Isaiah only used the year King Uzziah died as a date. As a date. Amen? But he saw the Lord. It was a glorious sight. It was an awesome sight. You know, he described the seraphs and the cherubims flying all around, and the train of his robe filled the temple. But after all those glories, he saw the dreadfulness of it. He says, "Woe to me, for I'm a man of unclean lips." Anyone who sees God's holiness and does not see his unworthiness, you did not see holiness. Praise God. In our sinful human condition, we find God's holiness as an alarming attribute. Holiness causes us to fear God. Why the love of God draws us close to God. Now, God is holy, so you must approach Him with reverence, with respect, with care. In fact, if it is in those days you approach God anyhow, what happens to you? If the chief priest that goes into the holiest of holies is not sure of coming back. Because any small mistake, you are gone. Remember what happened to the two sons of Aaron who went to burn incense where they are not supposed to burn incense in the presence of God. What happened to them? They died. So in those days, the chief priest, before he enters the holiest of holies, they will put bell round his two legs and they will tie a rope round him, and the rope will go outside so that if, because he has to be moving in the holiest of holies to conduct the sacrifices, and once they cannot hear the bell anymore, they know that this man has died. So they will now use the rope to pull him out. So before you enter that place, you must check yourself. So the holiness of God is not where you go to anyhow. Because it is a dreadful thing. Both God's holiness and his love are demonstrated on the cross of Calvary when Jesus died. Those two were demonstrated. Holiness does not only have it all seen in our character, but it must be seen in our behavior. So the holiness of God in you will manifest through your character. And some characters are inherent, while behavior is what everybody see. So if your behavior does not reflect the holiness of God, then you don't have the holiness of Christ in you. It also helps you to maintain a certain behavior and to separate you from the world. The word holy in itself means set apart. The word holy says, be ye holy, for I am holy. It means be ye set apart, for I am set apart. So if you are not ready to be set apart from the world and the things of this world, you cannot live his holiness. Hello? Did you get what God is saying? Now let's talk about his love also. Now before we talk about his love, who created your body? Huh? Must your body be holy? Why? When my spirit is holy, what does it? My body does not matter. Huh? Hello? Is that not what everybody is talking? Eh? Once the spirit is born again, I've had teaching that says it's your spirit that gets born again. It's not your body that gets born again. So once your spirit is holy, your body does not matter what you do with your body. That is why some of you pancake your body. Some of you go to do a lot of things on your body because your body does not matter. Some of you, in fact, some of you expose your body to the world. In those days, it is young ladies that wear short skirts and short gowns. But these days, it is married women that wear short gowns and short skirts. Am I correct? And the men have become so worldly to permit their wives to expose their bodies. And when you confront a woman, why are you dressed like my husband like it? That's why I started by saying, who matters most in your life, whether your husband or your wife, or is it God that matters most? How many of you will still be married to your, I know Shefumi loves her husband so much, will you still marry him in heaven? You mind? In heaven, it is not by your mind, because there's no marriage in heaven, or your on your own. In fact, I'm not sure there will be either male nor female. So we'll not be talking about gender equality in heaven.
because the gender is already one gender. No equality.
Amen. We'll not be talking about women liberation in heaven. So what I'm saying is that be careful with what you do with your body. For the Bible says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? And the Spirit of God dwells in your body. Your body is the jacket that the Holy Spirit wore. So if you misbehave with your body, the Holy Spirit cannot dwell in a filthy environment. So be mindful what you do with your body. Be ye holy, for I am holy. And the marriage bed undefiled. Let me talk a little bit about women and men who defile their marriage bed. This morning, I don't want to say they are not in church. I feel like talking a little about it. Any man who sleeps with other women apart from their wives, you are defiling the temple of God. For God hates adultery with passion. Any woman who is sleeping around with other young guys, apart from your husband, you are defiling the body that God created for his dwelling. You must be holy in your conversation. Some of us, we have not slept with other women or other men, but by our conversation, we have defiled ourselves. Can you touch any part of your body and say, my body? You are the temple of God. I will maintain you in holiness. I will keep your righteousness. So help me God. See, after this prayer, any man who goes to commit adultery, you might die on top of the woman. You know, the holiness of God is dreadful. Somebody is begging. Let them begin to confess now. And now it looks as if it's a joke, but God is serious. God is serious. God is serious. I preached a message like this, but not in teaching like this. I was prophesying. And I didn't know I prophesied that someone who is sleeping with the lady he wants to marry, they should stop. If not, the wrath of God is coming. And it was just like normal talk. Everybody went. Then I'm not sure I've gone to seminary. And the following day, Monday morning, I was called that they rushed somebody to the hospital. Before we get there, the person died. And we got to hear the story. He was a driver. So at the end of the day, we discovered that the fiancé slept in his room overnight. And by the time she left, he was now washing his gas car and slumped and died. They called me again for prayer to the dead body. I was praying and praying. I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. The dead body did not rise. I prayed. I said they should wait. I prayed and prayed for all close from morning till evening. The dead body did not rise. I told them to go and bury the dead body. Quickly, the Holy Spirit reminded me my prophecy the previous day. So please, I want to plead with any man, please repent. As church closed today, call that your side chick, is that how they call it? Call her and say, I need to do again. I don't want to die. Amen. When God's holiness comes, to some, it will be a glorious experience. And to another, it will be a time of judgment. Be careful with what you do in your body. Now, His love is holy. The love of God is holy. That is what the Bible calls agape love. It's a holy love. Now, if you have other kinds of love and you don't have agape love, you are not holy. There are different kinds of love that we know. There is brotherly love. There is friendship love. There is romantic love. Amen? Any man or woman that does not have romantic love in their marriage, they should come for deliverance. Because any marriage that must succeed, there must be romantic love. But any romantic love without agape love is useless. Amen. So agape love is a holy love. It's sacrificial. It is unconditional. It is not based on feelings. Now, if you relate with people based on feelings, you don't have agape love. Did you hear that? If you relate with your spouse, relate with your family, relate with church members, based on your feelings, then it's not agape love. Do you understand what I'm saying? I think I should calm down a little. Come, bring my paper. So that I'm too far from you, especially those on this side. What did I say last? I'm asking this man on wife. Agape love. What is agape love? It's a holy love, unconditional love. It is not based on feelings. That's where I stopped. It's not based on what? Feelings. I don't feel like greeting him this morning. Is that love? I don't feel like talking to him. How many of you women, sometimes in your house, you don't feel like talking to your husband? Say the truth and let the devil be put to shame. Even those who just married now, I just feel like being alone. I need alone. I need my space. What happened? What did he do to you? Nothing, nothing. I just feel I don't really like talking to him. Anything based on feelings is not God's kind of love. Do you think Jesus feel like going to the cross? Eh? He loved going to the cross? He loved it? Eh? He was saying, no, this cross I must go. This cross I will go. Jesus prayed and said, if possible, take this cup. But because the love he brought to the world is not based on his feelings, he had to go to the cross. If your love for me is based on how you feel about me, then you don't have God's love. The highest love you have, you know, is brotherly love. Okay, I feel something for him. That means agape love, you will love those when you don't feel anything for them. That is love. Now, did I make mistake to send this man to bring my paper? Because he has... Now, let's look at the characteristics of agape love. How many of you know where that characteristics is found in the Bible? Somebody should tell me. Where is it found in the Bible? 1 Corinthians what? 13. That is the love chapter. If you want to know how to love your husband or your wife or your friend, just go to 1 Corinthians 13. That is the love chapter. Any love book you have read, it is secondary or it's not even important. This is the love chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. That is the love chapter. And it mentions 15 characteristics of love. 15 characteristics. Are you ready for us to look at those 15 characteristics? No. And we shall look at each of those characteristics side by side in the holiness of God. Number one characteristic of love mentioned there is that love suffers long. True or false? Love suffers long. You know, that is holy relationship. If you have holy relationship with people, you will suffer long with them. Julius loved his wife, so suffer long. For love suffereth long. Tell your neighbor, please suffer long with me. See, the truth is that even if I promise you I will change, I might not change to your taste. True of us. I'm not going to talk now. How many times have you promised change and your spouse will say, it never change? You see, we expect too much from each other. Be expecting this brother to change, expecting this sister to change, instead of you to suffer long with the person. I know I love this Yoruba word that expresses suffer long. Faramo. How many Yoruba food do we have in the house? Eh? Farada. You see the way it sounds. Also, it's telling you to. Anyone who can suffer long with you in your time of trial, in your time of doubt, all of us have times of madness. Everybody has times of madness. Sometimes 5 minutes. Some people pass 5 minutes. So, so you have to know which. If you have somebody around you that you won't pass 5 minutes, you suffer long. Because that is holiness. Long suffering, patience. In fact, most times I feel I'm not patient enough with my wife. How many men have that struggle? Say the truth. How many men have that struggle like me? Wave your hands. So today, God will help all of us. Amen. Women did not say amen for the men. You know, if you are married, you know that. If you are not married, you don't understand what we are talking about. As a young man, if you are not married, you don't understand. Lucky does not understand because he just started. You need patience to live with women. Patience. Amen. Sometimes when they are explaining something to you, you have understood what they are saying from the first statement. True of us. But they have not finished. In your mind, they are wasting your time. For them, they are loving their husband. So every man, please receive grace to pay attention, to listen. I receive. Listen, I'm preaching to you does not mean I am very okay. Are you hearing me? Ask how. We have to learn patience. Because, see, tomorrow they will not change. Because if you shut them down, you are shutting down their potential. When you want them to talk, they become like dumb. And you will be worried. So when they are talking, listen. All you need to do is say, give me patience, give me patience. I will hear, I will hear. Just be speaking to yourself inside. It will help you. That's what is helping me in the past few days. So that your marriage will not make you lose heaven. Number two, love is kind. Someone say love is kind. What is the holiness in it? It's a holy purpose. The purpose of God is to show kindness to men. Is that not so? So when you are kind to each other, you are living the holiness of God. Number three, someone said, love does not envy. Can you shout it? Love does not envy. Envy comes from where? The heart. So if you develop a holy heart, you will not have envy in your heart. Are you seeing the relation between love and holiness? Hello? Do you see the relation between love and holiness? If I have a holy heart, I will not be envious of any other person. Rather, I will rejoice with those who rejoice. Those who God promotes, I rejoice with them. Envy comes from the heart. Polluted heart. Why is this sister prospering instead of me? I'm in prayer band. I have been praying. Pastor said, let's do marathon. We'll do marathon. Pastor said, let's fast. I fast. See this sister, when they won't come to church. Let your heart be pure. Do not envy anyone. Number four, love does not brag. Braggadoce. How many of you know what is braggadoce? You begin to... What is braggadoce? Eh? Be boastful. If you see my own car, this one where they look now, small thing, my car. If you see, children can boast. Have you seen when children boast to each other? Eh? And when they finish boasting, they come to you and say, Daddy, this car, you know, will change your It's because they are boasting. Somebody has boasted to them. Some people boast of what they don't have. And you do boasting by your mouth. So, what is the holiness there? A holy speech. Can you say holy speech? Put your hand on your mouth. Say my mouth. You will not boast. Okay, say it this way. My mouth, you will not braggadoce. You know, say sometimes it's your mouth that puts in problem. When you even boast of what has not materialized, either the devil or the agents of the devil can go behind and scatter it. So most times, close your mouth until the testimony has fully manifested. Some of you destroy your testimony before they arrive because of too much mouth. There is nowhere it is written or it's a law that Joseph is asked compulsion to share his dream with his brothers. Eh? Is there anywhere they say you must share your dream with your brothers? But because Joseph was overexcited about what he saw, he began to speak. How many of you know that if you are not careful, even those who give testimony, if you are not careful, there's a thin line between sharing your testimony and being boastful. Eh? If you are not careful, sometimes with excitement, we go beyond bounds. Exaggerate in testimony. Have you not seen people who exaggerate in testimony? They have salt and pepper and mangi to make the testimony sweet. Love is not arrogance. Now, boastful is speech. Arrogance is action. Is that not so? And even an Englishman, and everybody knows that there's even a proud look. How do I look? Some people, once they buy one small thing, you see the way they will do. I remember when one young man bought a car. He sleeps by the window. And when he's entering the car, keep. He will need to press it plenty times or good only. It will open, close, keep. You know, it is in those days that for one person to buy a car is a big thing. But now everybody is buying car. Enter your car and go where you are going. The car you think is the superior car today, then they produce car every second now. Before you know, another better one has come. Don't be arrogant with what you have. Sometimes it's good to just rip yourself of nothing. Jesus says, sell all your possessions. And become nothing to help you. Holiness in service, holy service. Some of us are arrogant because we are deacons. I'm not talking about the deacons of this church, but if it's them, they should repent. But if you see some people, when they give them deacon, how many of you know what I'm talking about? When they reach deacon now, if you used to shake their hands before, now you need to be greeting them like this. Because they have become what? Okay. Second Jesuses. You know, in some churches, deacons are second Jesuses. You don't know what the second Jesus is. They are now in charge. Probably when you get doctor, if you make mistake, just call Tammy, you are in trouble. Point of correction. Say, doctor. We'll see whether in heaven you will have doctor. Are you hearing me? All the book you are reading, hands, you are taking it nowhere. So please, whatever you are, don't be arrogant. Be humble. Serve God with what? Humility. I promise I know we would lash somebody this morning. We make a lash. Some of you, you are too big. When the usher says, please, sir, stand up and go forward. In your mind, if this is my office, can this lady talk to me? Is it because I came to church? Yes, sir. You came to church. Stand up. This is not your office. This is the house of God. So I want to beg all new lifers, whenever you are coming at the gate, throw away your, whoever you are, keep it there. Just keep it by the gate. Nobody will steal it. After the service, collect it back and go where you are going. Don't forget it because we don't need it here. Take it back home. Tell your neighbor, do not be arrogant. Serve the Lord. Some of you don't want to clean toilets because you feel you are bigger than cleaning toilets in the house of God. I think it will seem to be done the proper way. It is those who are directors and doctors and chairmen that should be cleaning toilets in the house of God. So that when they go to their office, people can clean their toilets. Love does not act unbecomingly. What word is that? I better give me Bible. Does not behave anyhow. Okay, which other translation do you have? Huh? Does not behave rudely. Love is not rude. Amen. Amen. And that is holy behavior. Holy behavior. When you are rude, you are exhibiting what kind of behavior? Unholy behavior. You know, ushers can be rude sometimes. My friend, I say, get up! Get up! That is an unholy behavior. So you just tell the person, please, can you move forward, please? It's a righteous talk. Amen. Because sometimes, in church, ushers and members quarrel. They fight. But some members wait for usher on the road. But ushers are the dangerous work. So you have to be very patient. Don't be rude. At home, in office, don't be rude to people. That is a holy behavior. Love does not seek its own interests. Love does not seek its own interests. Have the interest of God and the interest of the kingdom. That is holy desires. Someone say holy desires. Can you put your hand on your chest? Say, let my desires be holy. So that you will not think of your own interests. Because your own interests might not be what? Holy. Love is not provoked. One translation will say, love is not easily provoked or easily angered. So you can gradually be angered. How many of you have never gotten angry before at anybody? Let me say it again, they didn't hear me. How many of you have never gotten angry at anybody before? Nobody? I hope I don't have angry people. Some angers are manifested, some angers are inside. Which one is more dangerous? So whichever the case, do not be provoked. Now does not mean you will not be going out and be provoking people. Because pastor says they should not be provoked. Now hear me, when you leave this place, the devil will find a way to provoke you and test you whether you will be what? Provoked. Love does not take into account wrong, or love does not keep records of what? Wrong. How many of you used to say, you did the same thing 2 years ago? You did this thing 1 month ago. In fact, some of you remember it 10 years ago. How many of you have been married for 20 years? 20 years and above. Stand up. 20 years and above. Stand up. We are still young boys. 16 years, we are coming. 20 years and above. We have been married for 20 years and above. Sir, I know you have been married for 40-something years now. 51 years in marriage. It's not easy. It's not easy. Some of you never even reach 51 years old. So that means... Sir, 30 years ago, do you remember what this woman did to you? You remember it? 30 years ago. You remember what that thing she did to you? So we are going to pray for you today. Holiness does not have record. Only bookkeeping. It's called only bookkeeping. In God's record, when you sin and He forgives you, what does He do?
he wipes it, cleans it with what do they call it? Eraser, with whatever. He cleanses it out. So when he looks at your paper, what is he seeing? Blank. And we read from the scriptures, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Have we? "As I am holy, be ye holy." So God will give you grace to wipe it. I'm speaking to everybody. Wipe it. 30 years ago. Doctor, you have been married for over 20 years. You have tried. I'm coming. Please, wipe it. But women keep record more than men. Which woman will I face? Sister, how do? You are not sitting with your husband. You, get up there in Jesus' name. Get up! By fire. There are so many seats. Sister, how do come? Come and sit here. Come. Today we you are doing holy service. Come and do holy communion with your husband. So please, you are married for over 20 years. All the offenses of 20 years, what should happen to them? You will erase it, wipe it away. So I don't want to hear any of these married people what they say. She did this thing 2 years ago, and she has done it. Promise you on leave, but your thing is disturbing me. This church should have sound system that if I come here, it will not do boom. We should upgrade. This church should upgrade. Are you a local church? International church. Upgrade. See, Pastor Dickin, upgrade your church. Upgrade. Please sit down, sirs. Those of you like me who are married 1 year to 19 and a half, your brain is fresh in all the record. Please erase them. Erase it. You see, women, instead of you to say, "I have had you, sir," she said, "You erase your own." I thought she would just say, "Okay, sir." She'll be humble enough. You see, this issue of keeping record is a problem, even in the house of God. Do you know that? It's a problem. What is causing issues in our relationship is that we keep piling issues and we keep them in our minds. So even when the person do any other thing, you refer to the other thing. Huh? That is an unholy bookkeeping. What kind of bookkeeping should you have? Holy bookkeeping. And what is holy bookkeeping? No record. Even when the person comes to you and says, "Do you remember I did this thing to you the other time?" You say, "What time? What did you do? I can't remember." See, it will help your heart. Doctor, am I correct? If you don't have too much things bottled up in your heart will be okay. I know when I think too much, my heart will be doing beam, 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 beam. And if you continue in that thinking, before you know it, your hand will be paralyzing. Even the body does not need records of evil. All the body needs is record of celebration. Smiling. When you remember them, you laugh. A woman came to me and said, my husband this. She talked for hours, every bad thing about the husband. And I said, "Come, excuse me. I have never seen anybody like this, your husband, in the whole world. What kind of a man is this? At least people have seen. No matter how bad they are, they had, there's one thing good about them. Even in their me, had something good. Are you hearing me? Even Abacha, at least he's still giving us money till now. I said, madam, this is your husband. He doesn't have anything good. She said, nothing, no. I said, madam, think well. She now thought, I said, okay. And they try. When it comes to take care of the children, they try. Now I say, madam, hold your husband well. Look. Even me, I let them take care of my children. I said, me, my wife left my boy for me for 4 hours. I was calling her, come back, oh, I cannot bear this. Come back, come and take your boy. So I will not get husband. Where they take care of children, they carry children. You can go for 24 hours. The husband is okay taking care of children. Madam, all and well, they are very scarce. She was looking at me. The problem with us is that we like keeping the record of the bad things. What of the good things? You know, if you do good to people, yeah? The day you didn't do that good, what happens to all the ones you have done? They will forget it. And only that one, they will hold. That is unholiness. Why not hold on to the good things and leave the other ones? May God help your heart. May God help your spirit. In Jesus' name. After we finish this series, anybody in this church who is still a problem child, that person, you did not attend this church. Love does not rejoice in unrighteousness. That is holy conscience. Love rejoices in the truth. Rejoices in the what? Truth. Holy mind. Love bears all things. Oh, this one is serious. How many things does love bear? Some things. How many things? All things. So love should bear everything. And that is what we call a holy stability. Someone say holy stability. I'm praying to God that I will get to that point of holy stability. That nothing shakes me. Are you hearing me? Nothing shakes me. Whatever that comes, especially as a pastor in this church, if you bring the arrow, not the only stability, it bears all things. You bring her come, I parry her like this. You bring her come, I used to be a goalkeeper. That's what they call parry. There are some ball you don't catch. If you catch it, your fingers will not remain. There are some ball you catch. There are some you will do like this. Slip on top of the ball. But there are some ball where come with shot. You parry it. See, anyhow the offense comes with shot, just parry it. And stand firm. Holy stability. I pray that God will give you holy stability. That even the economy of this nation will not shake you. You will be stable. In the name of Jesus. Love believeth all things. Love believeth all things. Does that mean that love believes lies? No. Love does not believe lies. You must have value, holy value. Love hopes for all things. Holy expectations. Love endures all things. Holy sacrifice. Love is a verb. Now, let me talk about, I want to conclude with exalting Christ. When you live in holiness, when you live in love, you exalt Christ. Did you hear that? When you love, when you live in holiness, the two of them working together in your life, you live a pure life, a holy life, you exalt Christ.
Love that is not holy is meaningless. If holiness did not love, it is useless. I take that again. Love that is not holy is meaningless. Can you say that after me? Can love not be holy? Yes. Paul says, if I have love, if I give my money to the poor, if I give my body to be burnt, if I do this, I do that, and I have no love, I'm like a sounding cymbal. Somebody can give you something, but they not give you with love. Is giving you because he's expecting you to give back. Any love that is not holy is meaningless. Hence, if holiness does not love, it is useless. Have you seen holiness that does not love? Hello? How many of you have seen holiness that does not love? I have seen, maybe holiness in quotes. Turban. But cannot be patient. Cannot even give to the needy. I entered the bus some years ago, and in those days, if you say this person is born again, you see by the dressing, three of us. And as this lady entered bus, very spiritual looking. And we got to another bus, another stop, and somebody entered and put his load on our load. And she was sitting at the back to see it, and this woman was mad. She talked, abused the conductor, abused the owner of the load, till we got to our destination. And the conductor looked at her and said, I thought you are even born again. You are the worst human being I've met. She wore turtleneck, long sleeve, long cloth, with turban, that type of covering that you cover your hair, cover the ears. I don't know why she's covering all that in the bus. Maybe she wanted to preach and she has ended up preaching. Christ is our high priest. We must exalt him in living like him, in holiness. I want to jump plenty things. Now, one of the ways to exalt him in holiness is to know his names. What are his names that you know that depicts his holiness? How many of you know the name of God that depicts his holiness? Huh? Righteous Father. What again? If I talk now. Righteous Judge, okay. Just God. What other name? Jehovah Yahweh. What again? Talk now, Bible student. That depicts his holy. I mentioned the names of God that you know. Names of God. I don't know names of God. Huh? King of Kings. King of Kings. Lord of Lords. Prince of Peace. Alpha and the Omega. Beginning and the End. Righteous One. Lion of the Tribe of Judah. El Shaddai. What is El Shaddai? Okay? No, it's El Shaddai. I need you to interpret because El Shaddai is Hebrew. Interpret to English. What is the meaning of El Shaddai? All sufficient God. Yes, you have gone to seminary now. All sufficient God. Has it been all sufficient to you? The assignment for this week before next Sunday you come is to write the list of the names of God and worship him with those names. Don't pray fall and die prayer. Just worship him with those names. As you worship him with those names, he will reveal himself to you. And you will see him in his holiness. And make sure you are transformed to live in holiness and in the love of God. Can we rise up on our feet? Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want from me. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want from me. So take my heart,
take my heart.
After me, my Father, my Father, transform my heart, mold my mind, conform my will to your will. Give me the mind of Christ. Give me your holiness. Give me your love. In the name of Jesus, Can you turn it to prayer for yourself? Just pray for yourself this moment. Pray for yourself. Give him your heart. Give him your mind. Can you say, Lord, give me a holy heart. Give me a holy mind. Give me a holy behavior. Can you talk to him right now? Give me a holy conscience. Give me a holy bookkeeping. A holy temperament. A holy stability. A holy value. A holy expectations. Holy sacrifices. Holy relationships. Holy purposes, Lord. Holy heart. Holy speech. Holy service, holy behavior, holy service, Lord, holy desires. Let everything about me be holy. Give me holy relationships. Help me to love in holiness. Help me to love others in holiness. Help me to love others in holiness. Help me to love my spouse in holiness. Give me a holy heart. Give me a holy purpose. A holy speech. Holy service. Holy behavior. Holy desires. Give me holy temperament, Lord. Give me a holy bookkeeping. Holy conscience, holy mind, holy stability, holy values, holy expectations, holy desires, Lord, and holy sacrifice. This is what we long for this morning. Maybe you are here, you are not born again, you have not given your life to Jesus. The first step is to surrender your life to Jesus. You want to be born again. You want to give your life to Christ. You want to take that decision. You want to surrender your whole to Him. Lift up your right hand wherever you are standing. You want to be born again. Lift up your right hand. You have not given your life to Christ before, but today you say, Lord, I surrender my life to you. Lift up that right hand to the Lord. Let me pray with you this morning. Thank you, Father. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Pastor John, there are two hands here. God bless you. God bless you. Somebody, God is just speaking to you. Or you are here, you want to say, Lord, I have gone into the world. I have left and I've gone into the world. I've not been separate from the world. But today I've had your word. I want to be separate from the world. You can join and lift up your right hand. Let me pray with you. I want to come back to you. Thank you. God bless you. All eyes closed, please. God bless you. We need, where are the deacons? Church leaders, we need people, counselors to go to these people whose hands are lifted. There's somebody here who is giving his life to Christ. There's somebody here giving his life to Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.